K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Efren.
Efren, congratulations, you are caller 20.
No way!
Yep!
Holy shit, I'm on standby for Royal Otis?
You're on standby for Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Oh, let's go!
Everlast on the world famous K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the show today, former Dodger Yasiel Puig was convicted in a gambling case. Also, what's up with Florida involves a motorized store shopping cart and pasta. We have the 420 catch of the day. That is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, tickets for Violent Femmes at Yamava. And we will continue to qualify you for K-Rock Mile High Destination number 5, Royal Otis in Mexico City. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
Orange County-born Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold and MVP Kenneth Walker, the third, were the guests of honor at today's Disneyland Super Bowl parade.
I need to be that. Got details coming up on K-Rock. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. A couple days ago, the Super Bowl, and this report is from yesterday. This is a commercial they shot on the field with Sam Darnold and with Kenneth Walker III, the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Orange County-born Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold and MVP Kenneth Walker III were the guests of honor at today's Disneyland Super Bowl parade.
Sam Darnold was, of course, born in Orange County, played quarterback for USC, and went to Disneyland many times.
I remember coming to Disneyland all the time with my family.
And that young Disney fan from Orange County is now back at the happiest place on earth as a Super Bowl champion.
It's unbelievable to be back here.
They showed a picture of when Sam Darnold was a little kid at Disneyland, and now he's a conquering hero.
Sam Darnold, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback who grew up about 30 minutes south of Anaheim in San Clemente, reflecting back on his roots.
It's incredible just how much those people, first of all, mean to me, what they did for me growing up. Like, there's so many countless people that are in that community that helped me grow into the person that I am today.
I want to be the guest of honor at a Disneyland parade just once. That's not too much to ask, right?
Alongside Darnold, Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III.
Like, I kept saying to so many people, but like, I really meant it. It was like, it's crazy. I've never been here before, so that's pretty cool to see, like, all the people and just Disneyland in general.
Imagine your first time at Disneyland being a guest of honor for the Disneyland Super Bowl parade.
This celebration down Main Street, USA, comes less than 24 hours after winning Super Bowl 60, a whirlwind for these world champions.
Cherish every moment, you know, and be grateful for everything, you know, because you never know when it can be over.
I would be thankful if I was the guest of honor at a Disneyland parade.
And this iconic Disney visit is a tradition that started in 1987 with Phil Simms of the New York Giants.
Wait, the New York Giants were good at some point?
Reporting from Disneyland, Bianca Bono, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
I need to win a Super Bowl. How do I get started on this? K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Pooh.
Pooh? Like Winnie the?
No, T-H-U, Pooh.
Oh, two. Okay, gotcha. You are caller 20. You're on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. Or Royal Otis, if you prefer.
Awesome. Thank you.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man was busted riding a stolen shopping cart down the highway while eating spaghetti. I know it sounds like Mad Libs. According to police, the man was spotted rolling along the roadway, one hand steering the cart, the shopping cart that he had stolen, and the other digging into a bowl of pasta. He was eating pasta, and his shirt was covered in marinara sauce. Witnesses described the scene as, quote, confusing. Officers eventually pulled him over, and it might not surprise you to know this is not the first car chase in a shopping cart. The shopping cart was recovered, the spaghetti was unfinished, and the suspect was taken into custody. Police reminded residents that highways are not for grocery carts. That's on a long list of things you should never have to say out loud.
Former LA Dodgers star Yasiel Puig has been found guilty on federal charges in connection with his illegal sports gambling case.
Details on former Dodger Yasiel Puig on the way on K-Rock. It is K-Rock, Kevin Ryder. Another chance for you to qualify to see Royal Otis in Mexico City on the way. But Yasiel Puig, former Dodger, is in trouble.
Former L.A. Dodgers star Yasiel Puig has been found guilty on federal charges in connection with his illegal sports gambling case. Earlier this afternoon, he was convicted on counts of obstruction of justice and making false statements to investigators. The case stems from a 2017 investigation into a gambling business run by former minor league pitcher Wayne Nix. Puig had agreed to a plea deal, but later backed out, saying that he wanted to clear his name. Sentencing is set for May. He is facing up to 20 years in federal prison.
And we have Yasiel Puig, former Dodger, on the phone. Hey, Yasiel.
Yasiel Puig.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm surprised you're in a good mood because you were convicted by a jury in downtown L.A. On charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal investigators.
Oh, so many times in my life. What are you going to do about it? You know, they say life is for the living, you know? Yasiel Puig.
Between July and September of 2019, you placed 899 bets.
I love to play the best. I love to live life at a fast pace. I love to play the games. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I play baccarat. Sometimes I play blackjack. Sometimes I play baseball. Sometimes I play basketball. Sometimes I play Candyland. Sometimes I play Monopoly. It doesn't matter to me. Sometimes I play Russian roulette. If you've never been to Thailand, you don't know.
I mean, I haven't been to Thailand, so I guess I don't know. It says in the news story I have in front of me that you owed over $822,000.
Yasiel Puig like to get behind. You know what I'm saying? I get behind the players when I used to play catcher. I get behind big booty white bitch. I get behind with my bookie. I don't care.
Have you paid that off? I think that was 5 or 6 years ago.
Hey, what do you think?
No.
That's right. I paid nothing. I have big, big muscles. I'm very handsome. I play in Major League. So I just do whatever I want. And if it does something happen to me, oh, well. Yasiel Puig.
Wow. So they might be coming after you and you don't even care.
They can come and get me. You know what I'm saying? They'll say hello to my little friend. But the funny thing is, Kevin, you know what I'm saying, Kevin? Listen, the funny thing is, you know how, like, sometimes, like, you'll be around really pretty girl. You'll be around really pretty girl. And she probably born. She was probably a little girl. She was probably a high school girl. She was very pretty. So she thinks she can get away with anything she wants.
Right.
That's how Yasiel Puig feels, because I have a huge penis.
So you feel like you can get away with anything.
That's right. I do whatever I want because people get mad at me and I say, shh, just be quiet. I put my finger on the lip like this. Real delicate. I put my finger on the lip like that. I go, shh. And then unzip my pants. And they go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You're like the Caribbean drug dealer. It's so big. I thought it was your baseball bat. I thought you were wearing a club that was oversized like Cifre Roy. Turns out it's just your big, gigantic pito. I go, that's right, puta. Get ready for fashion. And then everybody forgets everything.
Well, I hope that happens in this case for sure.
I know about Vicky, so I know that happens with ladies in your life. You get away with whatever you want. FCCJ, Kevin, you can't say that on the radio. You say, shh. And you put your finger on the lip, and you say, look at Vicky. And then they go, oh, my God, you can say whatever you want.
I mean, that's exactly right. That's a great summation of my life. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Robert from Montebello.
Robert from Montebello, your caller 20, you win.
Woo! Nice, sweetie, thank you so much.
Nice, you're on the standby boarding list for Royal Otis in Mexico City.
That works for me.
It is K-Rock with Kevin Ryder in the 420 catch of the day. Megan Holliday has joined me now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one. Well, the Winter Olympics are underway, which means for ski jumpers, this is the perfect time to inject hyaluronic acid into their private parts.
I'm sorry.
You know, just the casual hyaluronic acid into the penis.
What?
Straight into the penis. All right, here's the story. Okay.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Yep.
All right, give me the story.
This is real. Well, you gotta...
Go.
Here we go.
Well, this is a thing. So yeah, no way to sugarcoat it. Apparently, ski jumpers are allegedly injecting their penises with hyaluronic acid in order to fly a little bit further. These claims first broke in a German newspaper called Bild in January, which was addressed by the president of WADA, or the World Anti-Doping Agency, in a press conference. So now what you're all wondering, if there's actually any science behind this, and there actually is, so I'll do my best to break it down. So essentially, these skiers are putting this acid in their privates to increase its size, which would therefore result in the suits that they get being 3D scanned for being larger in that area. This temporary size increase would in theory make the suits bigger and more loose, therefore catching more wind like a sail. No athletes have officially been accused, but WADA is actively looking into it. I guess we'll keep you updated if anyone gets caught, but is this the craziest form of doping for an advantage we've heard of so far?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It 1,000% is.
I couldn't love it more.
Okay, number two, while we're talking about strange things happening at the Winter Olympics, and one of the more unexpected post-race interviews, Norwegian biathlete Sturla Holm Lagreid admitted that just months after meeting his girlfriend, who he calls the love of his life, he cheated on her.
What?
And chose to confess it live on TV after winning bronze in Italy. Instead of celebrating, instead of celebrating his first individual Olympic medal, he broke down in tears, saying that sport had taken a backseat to personal regret, and he wishes that he was sharing the moment with her, leaving viewers watching a mix of elite marksmanship, cross-country skiing, and a very public relationship confession and breakdown. He later said that he wasn't even sure why he shared it, but figured if you're already on the Olympic stage, you might as well overshare.
No.
Yeah.
Someone say no.
Dude, he's got tears going down his face.
Wow.
I know. It was wild.
Ridiculous.
Okay, and the number three. Police in Garden Grove shut down what looked like a normal Southern California coffee shop called DD Cafe, as in Double D Cafe, mm-hmm. All right? But investigators say customers weren't just ordering lattes, they were getting lap dances, too.
What?
Yeah, yes, authorities say...
Address?
Authorities say the business was licensed as a cafe, but behind closed doors, it was operating like a strip club, complete with scantily clad dancers, private X-rated rooms, and you could even BYOB for a small fee of $30. After an undercover investigation, police raided the location, made 17 arrests, and shut the place down. There is video footage out there.
And
And it is so funny. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Let's not rush to judgment on this one.
R.I.P. DD Cafe. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Today we have Black Keys. They do a blues cover of a song called You Got to Lose. It's originally by blues guitarist Earl Hooker and later covered by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. The Black Keys are celebrating their next album, Peaches, on May 1st, and then they're going to tour on the Peaches and Cream World Tour 26. The song is called You Got to Lose, and it's Black Keys, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Love that song, You Got to Lose, the Black Keys. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up during the 5 o'clock phone topic, we got your tickets to see Violent Femmes taking over Yamaba Theater on February 28th.
That dude was crying over a bronze medal?
Well, not over a bronze medal.
He was crying. There was an athlete at the Olympics. What's his name?
Sturla Holm Lagreid. I'm butchering it.
No, I'm sure that's right. Apparently had cheated on his girlfriend. Megan just told us this in 3 Things at 4. And then made a public apology to the entire country.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like an apology. Like it kind of was, but it was just more like a sob story.
He just started crying. Which is a weird reaction.
Standing at the finish line, Sturla tells Norwegian TV that a few months ago he cheated on the love of his life. Then he starts crying. He says the guilt has been eating at him and that it affected his training and his mindset heading into the games. He says it felt like he already had a gold medal in life with her and that sport has taken second place to trying to fix what he broke. He even admits he doesn't know what he'll get out of saying this publicly, except maybe a tiny chance to win her back. At the end of the interview, the reporter asks, have you thought about what she might think now that you told all of Norway, and Stula basically says, yeah, maybe I just ruined myself on live TV to get her back. For context, he's not some random athlete. He's a former Olympic gold medalist and a six-time world champion, but in that moment, medals clearly weren't what mattered to him. So yeah, Olympic bronze medal, public...
Public crying. Yeah. All right.
Poor guy.
So the topic is you lost it at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You lost it at the wrong time. Maybe you were giving a best man speech, whatever.
Yeah. Or you're out to dinner with friends and then all of a sudden, or maybe even people that you don't know too well.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? And then you just kind of lose it. And then people look at you and they're like, oh.
Every single person could have so much going on inside that no one else knows.
Oh, for sure.
So it's kind of easy to do that out of nowhere because you're hiding a lot of your struggles.
And then you're trying to just kind of talk about something. And then the next thing you know, you just kind of lose it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be crying. It can be, you know, getting a little heated or angry or something like that at the wrong time, too. You know?
Lost it at the wrong time. That is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best phone call we ever, tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
You lost it at the wrong time. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, it's Steve.
Dave, you win. Nicely done.
Woo-woo! Oh, great.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Oh, that's so cool. Thanks, Megan. Thanks, Kevin.
Woo!
You are welcome.
Wow.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're talking about the Olympian who won the bronze medal and took the opportunity to apologize to his girlfriend for cheating on her.
Yep.
And started to cry.
So intense.
So you lost it at the wrong time. That is the topic. And for the best call,
we're going to send you to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about you lost it at the wrong time.
Me, but I was kind of in the middle of it.
All right, what happened?
The last time Florence and the Machine was at the Hollywood Bowl, my best friend decided to absolutely freak out on his boyfriend and broke up with him in the middle of 100 years. She was playing like this gorgeous song.
Wow.
She was on stage.
Okay, so Florence is dancing around like a fairy, and these guys are breaking up.
They thought, like, it was going to end up in a fist fight. Thankfully, it didn't. Oh. I kind of, like, got in the middle, was like, Andy, you go that way. Nick, you go that way. Like, chill out. Stop doing this.
Yeah. So you're trying to shut him up by keeping the peace.
I turned around. He was absolutely crying, yelling, just everything. My friend like walked out of the bowl. I was like, where are you going? It was just a complete mess. But that was the end of their like 12-year relationship.
Wow.
Oh, damn. Florence and the Machine breaking people up.
That is so the wrong time. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I've got a story about losing at the wrong time.
Yep, let's hear it.
So I was dating a guy. We worked at the same place, both had functioning phones, and he decided to let me know that he was breaking up with me and moving out of the state by leaving something under my windshield wiper.
Oh, the old note under the windshield.
Yeah, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 1,000 times.
So you had to go back into work, and then were you just crying inside?
Well, I was, and then I had a table complain to me that their appetizer was taking too long, so then I kicked the door to the exit out, and they broke the door.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. So you were a server, so you had to, like, try really hard.
Oh, I tried, but I think I failed.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't blame you.
Don't blame you either.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
I completely lost it during a job interview at
a local theme park.
Oh, no.
Really?
What happened?
Really. I was younger, and my dad had passed away kind of recently. And during the interview, obviously, they're talking about, you know,
a local theme park.
Disneyland being a family park. And the lady kind of got sidetracked and started talking about how her dad comes to the park all the time, and you know, I started talking about like when my dad brought me as a kid. It just went off the rails from there.
Oh no!
Did she understand? Did you get hired?
She stopped the interview. She gave me an opportunity to come back and kind of start over, but I didn't get hired, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, that's so rough.
I can't imagine anyone blaming you for that. It's almost like she was setting you up.
I feel like she maybe did a little bit.
We are talking about you lost it at the wrong time.
So you can call us at 800-520-1067. And the 818 said, when I came back home from an exchange program, I cried at the airport because I knew I'd never see those people again. I was eating Taco Bell at the time, and this Japanese family was just staring at me like I was crazy.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. You lost it at the wrong time is the topic this hour because of the Olympic athlete from Norway who used the chance on the podium when he got a bronze medal to confess to his girlfriend he was having an affair.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Complete breakdown.
Sorry. That's my fault. All bad. All good, I should say. So we're going to take some phone calls on You Lost It at the Wrong Time. You have a story like that?
Hey, how's it going? I lost it at the wrong time.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yep.
My wife and I were in Vegas on mushrooms. I'd never done mushrooms in public. We've always gone out in nature. And we were watching a band, and next thing you know, the spotlights are helicopters, and the cops are shooting at me. And I end up in the liquor store bathroom for an hour. My wife had to give the owner there all the cash she had on her so he wouldn't have me arrested.
Oh, my God.
How long were you in there? An hour?
At least an hour, yeah. So my wife just gave them all. She could handle her stuff a little better. But, yeah, I completely lost it.
What band did you then miss?
It was a Motley Crue tribute band back in the day at a baseball.
Yeah, you deserve
game.
It.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I was at a amusement park.
You're going to a theme park, yes.
We left late from the house. We wanted to go be there early. We had a flat tire. We get there finally. And so my daughter has special needs.
Okay, so your daughter has special needs.
And we were told that you can get one of those back-of-the-line passes or front-of-the-line passes.
I was going to say, everybody gets the back-of-the-line passes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get there, and then the lady tells us, after waiting in line for a while, oh, we no longer do that. And we were like, what? And like, people were taking advantage of it. And so I...
Which one of you lost it?
I lost it because the lady points to someone else, the lady in line, and this lady is, and she's in one of those scooters.
Right.
She's like, they have priority. And I said, okay, well, my daughter was born with a special need. She didn't have a choice, really. But she, and I point to her, the lady, she had a choice to put down a second, third piece of cake.
No, you didn't.
So then my wife and I got in an argument, asked for security because I was raising my voice.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you almost got kicked out.
I know, you almost got banned.
I thought I was going to. I was going to because, yeah, security came from my left and then came from my right. And, like, are we going to have a problem? But I was just like, come on, it's not fair.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, we're talking about you lost it at the wrong time.
Okay, I lost my virginity at the wrong time because 9 months later I have a kid.
Oh, my God. Was it really?
Wow. You had sex one time in your life and you had a kid.
Yeah, and it was in high school. I lost my virginity, and then 9 months later, I have a kid.
Oh, one of these days, science is going to have to figure out a way to make that not happen.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, do you love your kid today?
Yeah, he's older now, but I mean, I had no choice. But yeah, I lost my virginity at the wrong time.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a choice is what you want to hear as a kid.
It doesn't even sound like he cares about his kid. What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Who wins?
The
tickets for the Violent Femmes.
Well, we love Becca. She listens to our show every day, and she had the most intense story about her friends breaking up in the middle of the Hollywood Bowl.
Ruining a concert.
Yeah, Florence and the Machine concert. So, yes, we got Becca.
Becca, congratulations.
Yeah! Finally! I feel like I call you every single day with some story of my crazy life. I'm so excited.
You got tickets for the Violent Femmes at Yamava. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! It happened,
Shout
Becca!
Family.
That's injury help Did to 4-0.
One more chance for you to qualify for K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 5.
Getting you to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. Let's make it happen at 6 o'clock. Get on the standby boarding list. It is KROQ.